like a lifetime.
The Star of the Bay, Star 101.5.
Better Than Ezra, Lifetime, your music, your station. That guy, Steve, on the air today with me, Monica, MONNICA.com. You've been on just about everybody who's anybody's TV shows, radio shows all across America.
Yeah, it's been a real blessing for me. I never take anything for granted, and I'm always grateful for these opportunities. It just helps me to reach more people in a shorter period of time, so I'm grateful.
Certified by Tony Robbins Institute?
Yeah, Anthony Robbins, yeah.
Exactly. Right on. Yeah. Internal Equalizer, your book, Access Your Intuition on Cue. That is it's a tape. It's a book on tape, right?
It's a cassette tape package of three.
Awesome. Yes,
but I am writing a book right now.
Very cool. What's the name of that, or do you have any?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. Coming out when, possibly?
Probably the first of the year.
Excellent. All right. 831-688-8884. You can call Monica and set up your own personal time with her. We're going to try to get to as many calls as we can. We'll go through one here real quick. I know we got to get into some commercials, but we're going to have her here the whole hour. All right. What do we have for her?
Well, I just did something that was totally out of my character recently, within a few days ago. And I'm just wondering, I was a decision on my part to say, you know, step away from who in my normal pattern and go for it. And just kind of wondering, you know, if that...
That was a good idea?
Yeah, you know, I'm like late 40s and
making some crazy changes.
Definitely.
Right on. What's your name?
My name is Daryl. I'm a retired policeman.
Okay, cool.
And so that was, you know, part of my pattern of being, you know, just kind of straight and all that. And,
yep.
Now I do something else, and...
Loosen up a little bit.
I wasn't, because I went. Now I work for Social Security.
Well, he's changed jobs. What do you think?
You know, the feeling that came to my mind immediately is Daryl, is that I get a feeling that, you know, you're very security conscious, and you had the other job because it did bring you benefits, and it gave you a purpose in life. I see, you know, the number four around you, which represents stable, and... it's interesting that you should have a job with, you know, Social Security, because, again, the word security is in there. My feeling is that it's about time that you, you know, throw caution to the wind and do something completely different. And I'm going to say that you're going to be very happy with the choice that you made, because I do feel that you're going to be, it's actually the beginning of something new, because right around next year, I'm going to say April to May of next year, there's another opportunity that will actually come your way, and that's going to be also good for you to go with the flow and get out of that little box you've been in for a while.
Awesome. Amazing. Well, thank you, Monica. We'll be back with you in a couple of minutes. We're going to play some commercials now, do some business. It's Monica, MONNICA.com. And you can, again, set up an appointment if you'd like to talk to her personally at 831-688-8884.
The Star of the Bay, Star 101.5.
I promised you some positive energy, and she's with me here today. Monica from Monica.com. That's two N's. We'll be back in a couple of seconds, taking some more questions, giving some more answers, just spreading some love. We can all use that.
The Star of the Bay, Star 101.5.
Not only no more, Rob Thomas, your music, your station, that guy Steve, with me, Monica. How are you, girl?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Is it a happy Friday for you?
It is, actually, yes.
I always am looking to bring deep thoughts, useful knowledge to my audience, occasionally some useless stuff, you know, just to keep it light. I thought we would have you on the show because you really helped inspire me to try to stop sabotaging myself, because I do. I will tape, you know, you have to listen back to what you do to determine whether you're any good in this business.
Uh-huh.
Critiquing yourself, I guess, you know. So I used to listen back to my shows every day and go, oh, I suck. Horrible. Did you hear that? I can't even speak.
Yeah.
Can't believe I have this job.
Yeah.
And then you told me, what?
Yeah.
And now at least I don't say I suck, but I'm still pretty hard on myself.
Well, then you know, need to change your words and say I used to be hard on myself, because whatever we put after the words I am is what we are. Therefore, we define ourselves based on what we think about ourselves and what we say about ourselves. So you got to turn that around. You know, it's a work in progress. You'll make it. Don't worry.
This is all some serious self subconscious stuff, because whatever you say, in turn, it just kind of goes back in. What you're saying is, so you say, shall you be, right? Kind of, maybe. No.
Yeah. Yeah. We do define ourselves, but by what we think about ourselves.
So if I say I suck, I'm just going to constantly suck. If I quit saying it, that was the old me. I'll suck less.
Well, the thing is, you won't suck at all, because the thing is that if you have that image of yourself, it's basically putting a limitation or roof over a ceiling over your head, which doesn't allow you to move on.
Well, I know some people who suffer with depression, and they just say, oh, it's just never going to get better for me. And I try, to help them, but there's just nothing I can do for them. Finally, I've realized you can only go so far with some people.
Well, you got to start with yourself. I think we all need to take care of ourselves first. It's a responsible thing to do. It sounds selfish to people, but we have to do that first. Once we take care of our space and we come from a place of power, then we can. There's more of us to give to other people. But you can't help others if you can't help yourself first.
See, there you go. Got to help myself. I got to remember to do that. Hello?
Yes, I was wondering if you could help me find a new job or what line I should be in.
What's your name?
Donald.
Donald, what was your birth date?
3/31/62.
Okay, you know, this is a perfect year for you, Donald, to find a new job. The timing couldn't be more accurate. You're in the fifth year of a nine-year cycle, which has to do with change, new job and change. So what I'm getting is that it's going to be in the month of September. There is a friend or an acquaintance that's going to approach you with an opportunity. It's not going to be full-time, but it will lead to something full-time going into January. So my sense is that you're going to be okay. I don't get a feeling of despair. I just think it is time for change. You need to go with it. You're also another person that's very much a creature of habit, and change is not easy. But this is going to work for you. Go with it. Be open-minded. Even if it's part-time, it's okay. It's a beginning, and it'll lead to full-time.
Great. Thank you, Monica. All right. We'll be back with Monica some more right after this.